morning. I'm Mike Yoreta. Here are the top pandemic-related headlines this hour on ANSI. The Philippines is set to receive over 3.2 million additional COVID-19 vaccine doses today. 1 million of these doses from Sinovac arrived this morning in Manila. This brings the total number of Sinovac shots in the country to over 6 million. Sinovac doses make up the chunk of the country's COVID-19 vaccines. Meanwhile, 2.2 million doses of the Pfizer drug from the World Health Organization's COVAX facility are set to arrive this evening. Vaccine Chief Carlito Galvez Jr. says that the vaccines will be distributed to other provinces outside of Metro Manila, where many senior citizens and people with comorbidities have yet to get vaccinated. These include Cebu and Davao, which will each receive over 210,000 doses of the Pfizer drug. The U.S. is reportedly buying 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to donate to the world. Sources told Reuters that the Biden administration will likely distribute 200 million shots this year and another 300 in the first half of next year to 92 lower-income countries and the African Union. The donations will go through the Global Vaccine Sharing Facility, COVAX. One of these sources also said that Biden will announce this plan on Thursday at the G7 meeting in the United Kingdom. This is on top of the 80 million doses Washington will be sharing with the world by the end of this month. The Philippines will be among the first recipients of this donation. U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson are expected to agree to opening up travel between the two countries soon. That's according to a statement by the U.K. government ahead of Biden's meeting with Johnson in London on Thursday before the G7 summit. The U.K. government says the two countries will come up with a travel task force that will make recommendations on safely reopening international travel. Airline companies in the U.S. and in the United Kingdom have all been calling on the two world leaders to open up travel between their countries, citing their high vaccination rates. Over in Australia, the states of New South Wales and Queensland are on high alert for COVID-19. That's after an infected couple from Victoria, a state in lockdown, traveled through those states, visiting dozens of sites en route. Authorities in Queensland say they are investigating whether or not the couple, who drove from Melbourne, had a travel exemption, as their home state of Victoria is under a hard lockdown. This says New South Wales, the country's most populous state, has not reported any locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in over a month. Queensland, on the other hand, reported its last case late March. And those were the top headlines this hour. I'm Mikey Oreta. Please stay safe and keep it here on ANSI, the ABS-CBN News Channel.